In the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana with WVIK News. Lifelong Rock Island resident Mike Tomes announced yesterday he's running for mayor.
I saw a few things that I felt could be changed or improved and weren't being addressed. So I thought instead of quit talking about it, how about taking action?
Tomes graduated from Rock Island High School and attended Black Hawk College. Then he worked his way up through the family business to eventually become COO of Tomes Pressler Food Service Company.
Brought a family business from Iowa into Rock Island, Illinois. In 93, we moved over and grew from there. So businesses can grow in the city of Rock Island and in Illinois.
The municipal election will be held next April. Current Rock Island Mayor Dennis Pauly is now serving his second four-year term. After nearly 20 years of planning, a project has started to save thousands of mussels in the Mississippi River between Moline and Bettendorf. Tuesday, a St. Louis company began relocating mussels along the route of the new I-74 bridge. Herb Trix reports.
Heidi Weber from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it'll take about 2 months to gather, sort, and move nearly 500,000 mussels.
So we're not moving all of the mussels. There's probably close to 1 million mussels out there. Some mussels will perish as a result of the construction, but we moved the mussels that we thought were feasible and would be directly impacted by the project.
She says they'll be moved to already existing mussel beds upstream from the Quad Cities. Emily Robbins is a malacologist or mussel expert from the company Ecological Specialists that's doing the moving. After their divers gather the mussels, they'll be sorted on shore, counted, and then put back in the river within 24 hours.
They're really an important resource in the river. They're, important for filtering the water, and they play a big role in the ecosystem. And so by doing this, we're able to salvage them out of those areas and put them somewhere else where they'll hopefully be able to survive.
25 species of mussels are affected, including 5 that are considered threatened or endangered by state and federal governments. Construction of the new I-74 bridge is now scheduled to start in 2018. I'm Herb Trix.
A Democratic state senator hopes the Iowa legislature will take action next year to help make the state's roads safer for cycling. 9 people have died while biking in the state so far this year. The latest death occurred last week when a cyclist was struck from behind while riding in southwest Iowa. State Senator Joe Bolcom of Iowa City says distracted drivers are part of the problem, and he thinks the legislature will consider ways to address that.
And I think it's probably time that we look at ending cell phone use in cars unless it's hands-free, stopping texting, Facebooking, emailing. I can't drive anywhere. I drive, too, and I see people unsafely playing with their phones and the like.
Last week, Governor Terry Branstad said his administration will recommend ways to address distracted and drunk driving, including bicycle safety. Relatively warm and dry conditions last week were ideal for Iowa and Illinois crops. According to the USDA Crop Progress Report, 95% of the Iowa corn crop reached the silking stage, 5 days ahead of last year and almost 2 weeks ahead of the 5-year average. 90% of Iowa soybeans are blooming, which is 6 days ahead of last year. 83% of both the Iowa corn and soybean crops are rated good to excellent. In Illinois, 97% of the corn reached silking stage, and soybean blooming is at 85%. 83% of Illinois corn and 77% of the soybean crop were rated good to excellent. For WVIK News, I'm Lacey Scarmana.